Railcat pitcher Daniel Minor pitched his second consecutive shutout while also picking up his American Association League leading sixth win of the season as the Cats beat Chicago 7-0 at U.S. Steel Yard last night. Alex Crosby had three hits while Andy Paz drove in two for the Cats, but no question the star of the game was Minor, who pitched eight innings of shutout ball. Hey, Cat manager Greg Taggart, let's talk about it.
I mean, he was very good against Sioux City, against, you know, the hottest club in the league right now, arguably, you know, without question, really the best club in the league, and he throws seven scoreless innings in the rain-shortened game the other day. Didn't really look sharp the first few hitters. I think they had the scoring threat in the first inning, which was probably their best threat of the day, and I really thought that was key.
The good news ends there, though, with the Oilmen now dropping two in a row after losing one at home to DuPage County 5-2. Jake Plastiak had three hits for the Oilmen, who host Crestwood tonight. And according to the Northwest Indiana Times, Kankakee Valley is looking for a new prep football coach. Derek Thompson and the school parted company after Thompson was hired by the Cougars at the end of last season. No word on why the two sides decided to go their separate ways. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.